Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday and Memorial Day are upon us on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Today the J exclusively stands for J. Kirshner, because Jennifer's off today. Victoria Keelan is at the ready, and we are ready to celebrate or commemorate Memorial Day for a lot of Americans, especially older Americans, I think. It conjures up images of hamburgers and hot dogs and swimming pools in summertime, but there's something else. Those who died while fighting in the armed forces in service to us, the usual line is in service to the country, in service to American citizens, but there are, when you go back over the history of our country, which is not done particularly well by today's history teachers, the tradition that began today was not Memorial Day, it was called Decoration Day. And that was after the Civil War, when the Union and Confederate soldiers were honored for the horrible carnage that they were a part of. And it was horrible. And if there's no other lesson, ladies, than to understand this last Monday in May and what it does in honoring the people who died, going back to the Civil War, and what really created the Civil War, the tension, the tone, the gravity of owning, of one human being owning another human being. We have still the vestiges, as we know of that, the situation in my read of it, let's put it that way, is that we have the makings of the same thing today, because there are the same problems that exist, perhaps not as gravely as they did then. But I think the situation, the race relations in our country are pretty critical, grave, if maybe not, that may be too strong a word, but there is something about our situation. The graves, there's a double entendre there, I guess, because we're talking about the graves of the people who are from Civil War time on. And here in Boston, where there are a lot of patriots, there are a couple of cemeteries that house the remains of many of the so-called patriots who were in service to our freedom, the destiny of America, that sort of thing. So there are a lot of people that visit those. Usually Memorial Day has a lot of tourists that come to town, and they do go to visit those grave sites in various parts of Boston. Unfortunately, the weather today and over the weekend has been unacceptable. If you had plans and you're in the Northeast, it has poured rain here. I don't know how it is where you are, Victoria. I can imagine pretty much the same along the Jersey coast. Just poured.
Flood warnings. And,
right.
It just, we had turned the heat on all weekend.
It was 40 degrees really here yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It was just, yeah. I don't remember a Memorial Day that was this awful.
I don't either. It's only 40, weekend. Let's see, was it 43 here right now? Going up to 48 today. I'm going to spend the day driving up to upstate New York to pick up some calves for the farm and really sort of secured the wagon so that the animals won't get cold on the way back. But the rain yesterday, I was out doing some things in western Massachusetts and coming back just poured. Not that that's unusual, not that we don't need it. Frankly, it was getting pretty dry here, but still, it'll keep people away from doing what they were planning on doing. The traditionalists, those who would go to the grave sites of people in their family from wherever. A lot of people go back four, five, six generations. They put flowers. And the reason, I guess, the choice of May 30th, John Logan, who was the general of the Grand Army of the Republic, which was the organization of Union veterans, selected May 30th, 1868, that was the first day, actually, this was done officially, and that was because that the flowers were in full bloom. that's why he did it. And that's pretty much the way it is all over the country. So a day to remember, a day to think. And I wasn't being facetious when I said, you know, it's like hot dogs and hamburger day. But that's not that. That's it's a generational thing, because I think a lot of youngsters. I guess I would ask the two of you, Jay and Victoria, who in your family deserves to be commemorated, and who in your family will commemorate the lives of those who were in the armed forces who gave their life. Anybody? Any circumstances? Any realities?
And well, my grandfather was in the Navy, but he passed away a few years ago. So. But typically, you know, one of his things that he loved to do, and when we were kids, they had a Memorial Day parade in our town, and so that was something that he always took us to. So that was always mm-hmm. a really sweet day, and, you know, we learned a lot about his experiences in the Navy during World War II and things like that. So, yeah, it's without him around, we don't have any other members of the family who were in the services, so...
Why do you think that is? Just out of curiosity, why do you think nobody else in your family has, some would say, honored the tradition? It's just not important. Well, do you have other things to do, or what do you? What do you?
Our family's very small, so like my mom is only one of two, and her brother was in the Air Force for a short time before going into private business. So I don't know. Beside my grandfather, I don't know. I mean, we have people who fought in the Revolution, so we go all the way back, but right. There weren't a lot of military careers in the middle.
Jay, what about you?
Yeah, I had some relatives who had fought, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, some uncles, but nobody who's serving right now, nobody who died fighting. My husband does have a childhood friend who was killed in combat, though.
Mm-hmm. So... under the circumstances, when you think about the reason for Memorial Day, those who have served, those who have died, those who are to be honored here one way or another, it is an honor. At least I think most people used to think that it was an honor to put on a uniform and to serve the country in whatever way. Some people are heroes if they're in harm's way. That is, if you get people shooting at you or are in a combat situation. There are those who put on the uniform and they serve in other ways. But I guess, you know, the modern day soldier faces other risks because other people have been, you know, it used to be you couldn't get into the service if you were black. You couldn't get into the service if you were gay. You couldn't, you were either straight, you were a male, and that was it. But now things have changed a good deal, or have they, really? The story of a soldier over the weekend who came out, was killed. Well, she wasn't killed, but she, these stories just, but it just points out, there's a young military member died by suicide. The family says that it was a hate crime. She was, the assault against her because of her sexual orientation, all kinds of stuff on Facebook about this woman. Young woman, and so now she was assailed, she was raped, and she was so embarrassed by what people thought about her, what she thought people thought about her, she committed suicide. Private First Class Kaylee Harris was 21. So when you think about the service today and the death of somebody like that, The men and women who are in the service now, especially men, say that they've been forced to accept black people in the ranks. That's what they used to say. I don't say that much now. They say that about LGBTQ troops. And the service apparently doesn't have much in the way of protection for these troops. They go in at their own risk, and because of the quote-unquote tradition, there's a culture of anger, hatred, and misunderstanding. I say it's fear. I think that people fear what they don't know, and some of these big, strong, tough guys that are in uniform, they think it's, you know, that some of these people can't hold their own. So that represents a kind of thinking that's pretty shameful, and yet here we are on Memorial Day talking about those who have served, and here's a woman, excuse me, who's gay, who wanted to serve in whatever way she could, and she couldn't because of the prejudices, the anger, the hatred, and the stupidity of people who don't like those who are different. And the services, like it or not, are full of that sort of, I mean, we're, as a society, full of that sort of stuff. Look around. And so I go back to the reasons for the first Memorial Day, Decoration Day, after the Civil War, which was caused by people not agreeing on the value of other human beings. And I say we're pretty much still there. There are lots of people there. Yeah, blacks are in the service. Matter of fact, in some circumstances, more blacks than whites serving. But then there are people who are a different sexual orientation who are not accepted. They just aren't. And so why do they go in? I think some of them go in to serve. They go in for the same reasons for the most part. But under these circumstances, it's shameful. And it's too bad to have that sort of a reminder. Will this person get military honors because she committed suicide? No. She won't even be able to be buried in her church because she committed suicide. But yet she felt that the pressure, because of who she was, changed her reality. I guess it did. I don't guess it did. Period. So it's kind of a blemish, it seems to me, on it's not only the weather today that isn't cooperating. It's these sorts of things that bring us back to around, just to thinking, what are we all fighting about? And we're fighting among ourselves about what? And then you look around and see the other things that are going on in the world. People are fighting everywhere. You know, the fights about stupid stuff, you know, to the point of fighting with your spouse about something foolish, or fighting with your children about something foolish, or stopping on the road and somebody, because you were called out in a road rage circumstance, somebody pulls out a gun and shoots you. You know, that's kind of the reality. Sorry. Memorial Day is usually a pretty somber day anyway. But when you look around, man, do we have a lot of work to do. A lot of intolerance. So, something to think about. Hopefully, food for thought. Comments, if you like. We'll get to our social media and things that are trending. And certainly Memorial Day and some of these things are part of what's trending. Help yourself with comments. We're live today on Memorial Day on the DJV program at 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest is a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop, because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Three after the hour on Memorial Day. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen live here with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jay's job is to bring us up to date on what's trending. And there's quite an interesting television program that is the focus of one of the items that I want to speak to, because it's a show that I'm watching. And I'm watching it for pretty much one reason and one reason only. I'll tell you that right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so we are steeped in thinking about a lot of things that are, some of us think about personal experiences and personal feelings that we have regarding what's going on today. Then there's the reality of people who aren't that focused on that, or who are maybe focused on that but focused on other things. And thus, we look to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram for thoughts. One of the things that a lot of people have been talking about is this show that I found. You know, you don't, oftentimes you don't find these things purposefully, you just find them. I found this program, I kept looking at the star, and I think, I know her, but why do I know her? Because she's changed so much since she was in the Titanic. She really has. And the kinds of roles that she plays. So now the show is called Mayor of Easttown, and it's a limited series on HBO. And there is a, you know, whether it happens or it doesn't happen, that is, it keeps going on. It is really a very intriguing characterization. The lead mayor, is played by, where'd they go? Right out of my mind.
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet, right, exactly. And, there's, it goes from her being likable to unlikable. She's very likable. I'm not going to give away the episode that aired last night because neither Victoria nor Jay have seen it, and probably many of you have not either. But the question, Jay, is whether it continues because it is, you know, the stories are riveting, but they aren't real pleasant.
Yeah, fans want it to continue. And, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for something slated as a one-season limited series to continue. Big Little Lies did that because there was just so much hype around it. Mm-hmm. The writer and director said it's not out of the question, but they really don't see it going any further. Some of the actors, Kate Winslet's the only one that hasn't really made any comments of it, but the rest of the cast have said, hey, if there's a great second season or a really great spinoff, how could we say no? We would definitely sign on for a next one.
Yeah. A couple of notable, Jean, what's her last name? Who's
Jean
the mother?
Smart.
Yeah, she's somebody who's been around a long time. And
she's
a great
character
actress. Yeah, right. I remember her. Go ahead.
She played who? Go ahead.
The president's. She was involved in 24 in a very interesting way, I put it that way. Those of you who've never seen 24, that's another show that people thought after the first season was gone, and now people are clamoring to bring it back after it was on for 8 or 9 seasons and then went away and came back for a season and then went away and came back for another season, and now people want Kiefer Sutherland to come back. Anyway, so what did you start to say?
I was just going to say that I think with Mare of Easttown, it's so good, but it is made to just be a limited series, and I think that we all kind of have to, as fans, like learn to let stuff go, because mm-hmm. Big Little Lies, when they created a second season, there was no book to base it on, and it was terrible compared to the first season.
Right.
Even though they had Meryl Streep, which was wonderful to see her in that role, but still, like, I think people just need to be able to be okay with something ending and then moving on.
Yeah.
There's
going
to be a lot of other new content to watch.
That's a lot. That's what's going on now. Things are, you know, 14 episodes, and that's the story. It's over, like debris. 28 and a half after the hour. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Chinese government says they're done investigating the origins of the coronavirus pandemic and blame it on nature, many in the scientific community says there's nothing natural about this virus and are pointing at a Wuhan, China laboratory as the source. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says this is a cover-up by the Chinese government.
It's all circumstantial, to be sure. The people who could clean this up, the people who could answer these questions have refused to do so. The Chinese Communist Party knows where this came from. They know who Patient Zero was. They could fix this. If I'm wrong, they could embarrass Mike Pompeo. Come on, bring it. Show the world that this didn't come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They're not going to do that because they know that they covered this up in the same way that Chernobyl was covered up for so long. And we saw the same results. Millions of people dead.
It is Memorial Day 2021. Couple wise reminders. Don't wish anyone a happy Memorial Day. This is not Christmas. And don't disregard its importance. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As many Americans enjoy the three-day weekend for Memorial Day, former veteran and U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, Kathy Barnett on Fox News reminds us to take a moment for those that gave all.
Is remembering what so many people have given the full measure of their lives for. And it is not simply for us to have a long weekend. You know, I was thinking and I was reiterating to my family of the oath that I took when I went into the military. And it started off simply that I swear to defend and support the Constitution of the United States against enemies, both foreign and domestic. These people, my fellow soldiers, my veterans, they gave their lives for the Constitution of the United States. This is the greatest country that has ever existed, but it is the greatest country for one reason and one reason only, because it was founded upon the greatest political document ever written, the U.S. Constitution, which is nothing more than a set of law and order. And when you go into some neighborhoods, law and order is synonymous with a racial slur. We need to get away from this anti-Americanism and begin to remember why so many people have given their lives. And it is not just so that we can enjoy barbecue and long weekends.
Memorial Day is a federal holiday in the United States for honoring and mourning the military personnel who have died in the performance of their military duties. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What happened to Memorial Day music? Well, that was short-lived. I think that we need to be as aware, if we can, of what today is all about. So there are some. You've got some good stuff that's there. There's a song called "We Will Remember," that is an interesting song. And today is about memories, much as anything else, and understanding what is going on. There's a lot of stuff that regarding Memorial Day that pushes my buttons and perhaps yours as well. Once you love your life and you love who you are and you care about the people that are around you, you can't help but, you know, understand and think about those who have disappeared, those who have gone. And I think that's part of the thought process today. Okay, there are other things that are on the docket here, including an explosive study that appears today in the New York Post that claims to prove that the Chinese created COVID with no good intentions. There's a professor named, I don't know if you ladies have seen this, Angus Dalglish. And then there's a Norwegian scientist working with him, Dr. Birger Sorensen, who have written a treatise. They have, they say, primary evidence of retro-engineering in China, and it's been going on there for quite a while, and all the signs have been ignored by academics and major medical journals. There's a study that's going to be published this week, apparently, And it concludes, quote, the likelihood of being the result of natural processes is small to non-existent. The virus is still killing people every day around the world. This fellow is an oncology, one of them, the guy from England, oncology professor. And he's known for a breakthrough that he did on a vaccine for HIV. And this other guy is a virologist and worked for a couple of different pharmaceutical companies. He was instrumental in developing a vaccine called BioVac 19. Isn't that part of what is Pfizer's? I think that's part of the Pfizer. Anyway, it was during their vaccine research, and this is what makes sense about this, ladies. They came across unique fingerprints indicating that the virus didn't come from any natural development. They found something in the COVID carrying a row of amino acids that were placed there in a chain that were aimed to have negative human results. So anyway, they continue on. I don't want to get too much into the weeds here. It just sort of underscores what I've been saying, we've been saying here for pretty much the whole course of things. They also, by the way, tracked Chinese research, these two guys. Some of it was done in cooperation with American universities. Can you believe it? Apparently, this goes back to 2014, when Fauci was asked to commit $600,000 to medical research for this, and apparently Obama or one of the people in the administration said no. So he found the money someplace else. But he's a very important part, according to these two, the doctor and the professor, of the development because of his support for the research being done in Wuhan. So as far as I'm concerned, he should be fired. I can't even begin to imagine why he's still in the job he's in. Frankly.
Well, because he has been asked under oath about this, and he has denied any of it. So a lot of people, it's easy to take a shot at him, but unless there's actual evidence.
He denies sending private money there?
Yeah.
Or denies
mm-hmm.
knowing what the money was for?
No, he denied sending money to fund any of this gain-of-function research.
So then where did all those stories come from? I'd be interested to
know
that.
People can make anything up that they want, so I don't know. Rand Paul went after him, and Fauci went right back and said, under no circumstances has the NIH or his involvement personally ever sent money to the Wuhan lab or to any gain-of-function research.
So let's put that aside. Does that negate what these two scientists say about COVID being, they say it, what their research proves that it was developed and developed for scurrilous reasons in the lab in Wuhan. Does that make sense?
You know that I've always thought that, and I know you do too. So yeah, I don't, that doesn't change. But I think Fauci's involvement, not that it, truthfully, I don't really know that it matters that much. I think that
maybe it doesn't.
If everyone's focusing on did he send a check for $600,000 is not a lot of money, especially when it comes to scientific research. So I don't really know
why
that
we have
he's
to go
that
after
consequential.
Our own. When we should be actually
right,
focusing
the focus,
on the Chinese.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's what I believe, where the focus
here's President
stay.
Biden, who was making remarks to service members at Virginia Military Academy over the weekend, and his quote that seems to have made it out of the speech is that his counterpart, that is the president of China, believes Beijing will own America in the next 15 years. Biden told the troops that, quote, we're in a battle between democracy and autocracy. The move complicates the world because the more difficult it is for democracies to come together, reach consensus, it's hard for us to have a united front. He says, I've spent more time with the president of China than any world leader. I've been with him for 24 hours of private meetings, and the only person in the room was an interpreter for him and an interpreter for me. He firmly believes that China, before the year 2030, is going to own America because autocracies make quick decisions and democracies do not. So there you go. It probably won't be an important thing during my lifetime, but it will be during your lifetime, Jay and Victoria, and children, offspring, your son, Mac. So how does it present itself? I'll give you another example of how hard it is to find things that aren't made in China. I was in a pet store yesterday getting some stuff for Daisy, and I wanted to get a brush because she's shedding a lot, and I didn't have one, and I wanted to get some toothpaste and toothbrushes to brush her teeth and, you know, pay attention to her gums, and I also wanted to get her some new food dishes. So I went up and down the aisle, and because, as you know, I look at everything now and find out where it's made, it took me pretty much every single thing that was in, this was a Petco store, pretty much everything that was in there was made in China. I mean, wall to wall, aisle to aisle, it took me going into three different aisles before I could find something to brush Daisy that wasn't made in China. I was looking for a tick and flea serum that was all natural, and you couldn't find anything that wasn't made by Bayer. So you have these conglomerates. You have the combination of China and what we've given in to them. You know, they have great American names on, oh, yeah, this name and that name. We recognize all the names. But when you get down to looking at where the stuff's made, it isn't made in America. It's all made in China. And the same, for things that would be helpful, I was looking for an all-natural, no chemical headband for her, neckband. And it took me, again, about 15, 20 minutes before I could buy it. It's all Bayer. And Bayer, as far as I'm concerned, is no better than the Chinese in terms of what they produce, how they make their money, what their history is. But we're so ignorant. Nobody pays any attention. And I'm not talking down to anybody. I'm just telling you that what Biden heard from the president of China is what they're thinking, and they're focused on it. They are deliberate, and we are not. We could be very deliberately bringing back our companies. You know, one of the things Biden's been talking about over the weekend is the tax increase. Yep, we're going to get 28% for those bastards that run those big corporations so they can pay their fair share. So what are you doing, Joe, to bring back all these companies that are in China? What's the incentive? What's in your tax plan to bring them back? Zero, nothing. There isn't anything, really. A little bit here and a little bit there. But there are some companies that are coming here who are redeveloping their focus on America for reasons that are, I think, somewhat patriotic. So, anyway, that's sort of the overview of what I found. Ladies, what do you think?
About what? There's a lot of topics in there.
Well, I think, you know, whether Beijing will own America, and this stuff with COVID is just another step. Taking over manufacturing of things, being, you know, able to subsidize. The government owns everything over there. People get paid crap for wages, and yet they're better off than they were before, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, they're better off.
Well, but part of the reason that China, and this is something that, you know, I don't know, it's very weird to me. I hear a lot of, like, you know, GOP talker, you know, talking heads saying, you know, the government, you know, we have to stop spending and the government can't do this and can't do that and we want smaller government. But then when you really look at the level of investment that the U.S. federal government makes into our own manufacturing, it's like, what, I think it's 3% or something like that, and in China, it's 20-something percent.
Well, because they own the sources of manufacturing, right. That's why.
Right, but what I'm saying, though, is I think that moving forward, and one of Biden's things, because you were talking about what's in his plan, well, one of his things is one of his big things is to increase our investment in American companies on a federal level. I think that's important, because how else can we possibly, Elon Musk has said this too, he's been very vocal, how can we possibly bridge the gap and catch up to China's supply chain? We don't have as many, Musk said, we're never going to have the population that China has, so we're never going to have the workforce, that's one. So he said, if you're not, and I agree with him, I mean, I know he's a little out there, but he's still brilliant. And he said, you know, if you're not going to have the workforce and the numbers that China has, he said, then you better be a lot more innovative. And he said, and if we don't have an investment on a federal level into companies making, whether it's, you know, chipsets or semiconductors or steel or, you know, any type of factory, whether it's electric cars, whatever it is, if we don't have a real serious investment on a federal level, then I don't see us ever having a chance of bridging that gap.
Well, there's an arbitrariness to it. I think that becomes very political, and I'm not sure that we haven't gone down the political road. It's kind of like back to the Civil War discussion so far that we're going to be able to fix it. I'd like to think we can fix it. But just to reference the anger that comes about listening to people talk about Joe Biden who didn't vote for him, the anger that comes from people who voted for Biden who didn't vote or like Trump, that stuff's never going to serve us well. It only is going to serve, and the Chinese know that. They see us and they laugh. They don't have political parties. There's one. You're a communist or you're dead. That's it, pretty much. You see what's happened to people who have different political points of view. They get shot. Different religious points of view. They don't even want religion. They don't. Religion's outlawed in China and has been since 1948. The revolution proclaimed that the only religion, basically, when you transfer it, is communism. And so, you know, they've had their issues with it. The young people come along and they kind of reject it, but, you know, they don't know anything else. They don't know another way to live. So they see things. They've been enticed by the way the government is handling manufacturing and things and controlling that. And it's a whole different scheme. So yeah, government investment, but there's a lot of government investment now in things like, the infrastructure, the roadworks, driving all over the place on federal highways over the weekend. I'm going to do it again today to go to upstate New York. This highway delays everywhere because of the work that's done on the roads because the original work is inferior. You got to address that too as part of the issue of the problem. It's very complicated. 47 after the hour here on the DJV program, choosing Calitrin as the source for keeping your weight off. Now you've had a good time since the beginning of the year. Maybe now that COVID's over and because we're going to the summertime, you're really focused on losing that weight. And so for the fact that we have Memorial Day before us, Father's Day is coming, the folks there making it very easy for you to buy the product and use it. Matter of fact, you buy 3 months supply, you get another 3 months free. That's the deal right now using the DJV code at toploss.com. Why do you want to use it? A lot of people listen to this program on holidays that wouldn't otherwise listen to it because we're here live and local hosts that are on when we're on aren't around, so stations carry the program. So you can hear messages that you might not normally hear, and this is the message. This product, Calitrin, has no stimulants, no drugs, there's nothing in it that's artificial. It's all collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera that are aimed at repairing your body as you lose the weight. That's why it works. It keeps the weight off if you stay on the program. Simple and inexpensive. Check it out at toploss.com, and when you do check out after you bought, made the decision to buy it and use it, use the discount code DJV for 3 months free and free shipping.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three past the hour on Monday, May 31st, on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here, as she usually is. For those of you who are new to the program, we take a few minutes every day at this time to talk about technology and how what's going on helps you or hurts you, what affects you. And we start with Instagram, tweaking something that is a focus on actually current day events, right?
Yeah, so Instagram has made changes to its algorithm again after a group of its employees reportedly complained that any pro-Palestinian content was not viewable for users during the conflict in Gaza. And so Instagram typically surfaces original content in its stories before reposted content, but now they're saying that they're going to actually give equal weight to both. In the past, they've said they've done studies and that Instagram users would prefer original content rather than people just reposting stuff. But when it comes to, you know, political events, world conflicts, things like this, the people tend to weigh it differently. So they'll look at original content. But reposting information is also something that's very prevalent on social media. So typically all the pro-Palestinian stuff seemed to be, you know, kind of kicked to the curb. The Instagram employee group made numerous appeals to the higher-ups saying that their content had been censored and that any post about the Al-Aqsa Mosque was quickly removed, and that any concerns over pro-Palestinian content seemed to just disappear. No one could find it. So now Instagram had to come out and say they wanted to be really clear that wasn't the case. It's not censorship. The algorithm is just basically it's programmed so that that original content would get, you know, the bulk of exposure. So it's still, you know, Instagram's owned by Facebook, and Facebook has a constant problem with dealing with their algorithm as opposed to, you know, Twitter, which just runs differently. So Instagram ended up apologizing for a lot of these accounts who were unable to post anything about Palestine or anything that was, you know, pro-Palestine. There were some other reporters who were there reporting on the stories in Gaza, and also their stuff disappeared. So it seems like Instagram wants everyone to believe that, you know, this was just the algorithm, but it also feels like there was some suppression of thought here, too. So social media, once again, still not perfect.
And, yeah, way off being perfect, in fact, and gives you a thought about why the hell do we even bother. I think sometimes it's become a – I find sometimes – and Jay and I were talking about this, trying to fix something that's newly done to create who knows what, because now Facebook is much more difficult to use, and to get to different things that I'm on, different accounts, is almost impossible. You know, it's a pain in the you-know-what. Yep. All right, coming up, Venmo in our focus right after this.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
All right, so Victoria, Venmo has leaked Joe Biden's friends.
Yeah. So Venmo, of course, is the app where you can send your friends money. And it's linked to your bank account, and when you look at the app, they try to make it like a social media type app, and you can see all of your friends, and you can see what they've been up to, and who they're paying money to, and things like that. So Venmo has added new privacy controls after it pretty much shocked everybody who follows this. BuzzFeed News last week was able to track down President Joe Biden's Venmo account because of the app's leaky privacy protocols. And so, essentially, they found all of his friends and that were just listed there, so you could see who his actual inner circle was. And the privacy settings, now you can go back in, you go into settings, then to privacy, and then friends list, and now you can make sure that all of your friends do not appear on your public thing. Now, I have my Venmo set to complete privacy, so I would also recommend that, so that no one can even know who your friends are, and it usually comes from your Facebook, from your Facebook account, or it'll come from your phone contacts. So set everything to private, so no one knows what you're up to.
I know who my friends are, Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.